Father, we ask that you be with each and every one of us tonight. Father, thank you for being with us as we travel on the road. I ask that you be with us as we conduct our meeting tonight. Watch us as we go home and be with us through the weekend. We ask all your precious and holy name. Amen.
Thank you. Time we have roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Frank Coachman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Chairman of five, present, none absent.
Five present, none absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted by official. Next on agenda is approval of minutes of October 13th and the 22nd. Motion approved.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion been made. Changes needed. You have a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman four, favor none against.
Yeah, four in favor, none against. The minutes been approved. Moving down to the agenda is TR-15-196. Excuse me. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a master agreement with Prepaid Legal Services Corporate DBA Legal Shield. This is postponed last month, last meeting. Sponsor is David Nichols. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to open up for discussion.
Second.
Okay. Second. Floor is open for discussion. That's what you want to do rather than discussion.
Yeah, I want the motion to do pass.
Okay, the motion to change to the motion to do pass. Do we have a second for that?
Second for discussion.
Second. Okay. Second to make for do pass. Forward for discussion now. David?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this was postponed last month for the committee to look at it. Get more information about it and get some, what it's going to do for the citizens. And I'd like to say it's just going to start off as a pilot plan. You know, there is a lot of breaches of our computer systems and hacking right now, not hacking, but stealing identities. I think our citizens, you know, I know there's social security numbers out there already, a lot of phone numbers out there. I think it's something they should be able to protect themselves with. It starts out with 500 randomly picked citizens, senior citizens. It also gives them the opportunities to have access to a lawyer anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to help with anything from traffic tickets to land issues, titles. Something we ought to offer our citizens to look at least. I'd like to see if the committee could pass this through committee tonight, at least to the full council. You know, look at some ask questions. I can keep the questions by Saturday if needed. After landing. It's just something I think would be good for our citizens. You know, our citizens haven't received a lot from the nation in the past. And I want to protect their rights because, you know, even the federal governments have been breached. Good to say the nation is not going to be breached sometime here soon. You know, they're going to get anybody they can to get their identities and things like that. So, okay, thank you.
Any questions? Pete, any questions?
Statement I would have to make on this was that the cost plus with this amount of money, one lump sum. I would like to see an assessment done. There was no assessment done of how many people come to use this dollar amount. And my own projections, I would only say maybe less than 5% would use this out of 500. So that's going to be a lot of money for just a small number of individuals. And two, I've been quite happy with the Attorney General's office because everybody that called me referred them on to the Attorney General's office, and they were quite happy too. So that's my assessment. So I would definitely, I'm against this.
Okay. David?
The only thing I've got is that I agree with Representative Beaver about that, but it limits to 500. What happens to the 500 or first person that needs some legal services? Is he going to be out? I mean, he was restricting it to just 500 Creek citizens, and we need to legal service for all Creek citizens, as far as I'm concerned, just to pay for 500 to do that. It restricts, puts limits on us, and I agree with that.
Thank you. At this time, you know, we're looking at cutting budgets and doing everything we can to save money, and I don't feel like it's time to spend that amount of money for something like this. So I can go for it.
David?
First of all, I'd like to say, you know, if we cut that way last month, if you cut it last month, you said you were going to review it. I don't know if you did or not. This doesn't pertain just to 500, it pertains to 500 in their families. Say they got six kids in the family, up to 28 years old, they apply too. They partake in this also. And we're looking to get a grant from the federal government. It's a, I forget the name of the grant, but you know, this involves a grant writer too to help pay for this and the end result. Social Security grant, you know, that the government's been giving out. They're giving out to Indian Nation tribes right now. I can recall he said about $10 million would be going out to different tribes. And they were going to try to get I tried to locate a grant writer in the tribes, but they've been terminated. Or, you know, they just don't do it. We don't have a grant writer staff in our department, in our tribe. And we should. But, you know, there was opportunities to apply for the security grant to help pay for this, too, also. So just want to throw that in.
Okay. Any other questions? Doc, roll call, please. Motion to pass.
Pete Beaver?
No.
Frank Cushman?
No.
David Hill?
No.
Adam Jones?
No.
Chairman, you have none in favor, four against.
I have none in favor, four against. That motion does not pass.
Thank you.
Moving on down the agenda. It's TR-15-210. A tribal resolution of the Muskoka Creek Nation directing certain lease properties proceeds be remitted directly to the nation. Sponsors, James Jennings, here a motion.
Make a motion, pass.
Pass, here a second.
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. Mr. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee. We've discussed this before, dealing with the flying T and the origin, making a payment directly to the controller's office instead of through one fire.
Today, I received a letter from Mr. Payne, and I had sent it to each of the committee members, and if he had time to read it today or not. So, any questions, Pete?
No.
David?
Yeah, can I see your letter?
Yep. If you want to go over here, you want to make some points.
Yeah, just very briefly, I know the letter is fairly long. Essentially, we understand the purpose of the legislation, and which is to, the nation took a loan to develop part of the flying tee, and that needs to be taken care of, and then also to ensure the economic viability of the project and that the nation sees rewards of that. Regarding the legislation itself, I suggested two potential changes. One would be to go ahead and still have One Fire collect the lease, and then we can remit the payment, just so that we can keep the landlord-tenant relationship as it is. And we oftentimes, when we're talking with a new tenant, they come up with questions of, well, is the nation going to come in and change this? And we assure them that we manage the property, and they're talking with the landlord. I just don't want to do anything that would potentially damage that relationship. Not that damage is a strong word, just could influence opinions of how the they signed a contract and we changed it. Now the current lease does allow for us to direct them to send payment to whoever we want to, but still, it's just a comfort level. The other thing that I wanted to make sure to point out is, it costs us approximately $450 a foot to operate the Riverwalk. Okay, so on a approximately 55,000 square foot building that is being put there, the Riverwalk, it costs the Riverwalk roughly $200,000 just for that piece of property. And this is for, we do events, we do cleanup, we do lawn care, security, all the things that go into managing the property. This lease recaptures part of those operating expenses, $1.50 a month, which is market rates. I would ask that we are able to, at the very least, capture a management fee, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 to $250 a foot. That doesn't make the full $450 a foot, but as the Riverwalk fills up, that number will come down. So as there's more square footage rented, it won't be $450, it'll be $400 and then $350, et cetera. So I would ask that to help cover the time and the money that One Fire invests in the Riverwalk, that we would be able to retain a portion of those funds. That would come out to roughly around $150,000 a month or a year. And we can put the exact numbers together, and make those available. Maybe they're updated annually or something as the place fills up, so that we're at least recouping those costs. That would be my main comments about TR 15210.
Okay.
All the other alternatives, back to like we talked about a little while back, is One Fire is fully prepared to and would like to assume the assets and the liabilities of the Riverwalk.
That's a different discussion.
Okay. Right. And then the other option would be to, if this legislation were not passed, we could remit payment to be okay to service that loan. The property will cash flow that, and we're happy to do that. So.
Okay. Any questions, James?
Yes. I'd like to respond to that. He's saying that, it's going to cost One Fire, but it's already cost the nation over $1 million. We're not receiving anything. And it goes back to the payment coming through One Fire, and then they pay the nation. That's kind of like a Michael Wisner issue to me. It should go directly through to the tribe, and then they can't say that they made this much or how bonuses were before off of trade and commerce. So I still feel like that all of it should come to the nation.
Okay, thank you. Pete, any questions?
No questions.
David?
Adam?
Okay. Anybody else? Hearing none, roll call please. This is the motion was due pass.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Cushman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
No.
Jeremy, you have 3 in favor, 1 against.
Yeah, 3 in favor and 1 against. The TR 15-2210 has been approved.
Thank you. Moving on down to the agenda, TR 15-211. Sorry, at this time I'm going to relinquish the chair to the vice chair.
On the agenda, TR 15211, a travel resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board, GOAB, to execute a contract for construction with Bell's Construction Service LLC for One Fire Casino. Sponsor Robert Hutt.
Motion to pass.
Make a motion to pass. Second.
Second.
Andy.
This is for document storage at the One Fire Casino. The conditions of the trailers that the documents are in now are dilapidating. I think that Lorinda can speak to that pretty heavily. But some of them are have been damaged in the past, so now we're needing to rip those out, put in a new storage facility. I believe it's 100 by 30 square feet. And it can also kind of help with overflow from our other casinos, too, from the Bristow, the Okemo area, those that don't have that much storage. So that's what this is for. Appreciate it.
Any more discussion? Not. Roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
4 in favor, none against. Motion passes. I will move the chair back to Representative Huff.
Moving on down the agenda, this NCA 15-247. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the prepaid legal services DBA Legal Shield.
Motion postponed.
Roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, none against.
4 in favor, none against. That has been postponed, definitely. Moving on down the agenda, this NCA 15-256. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating funds for the 2016 inauguration ceremonies. Sponsor is David Hill.
Motion to move.
Okay. Portal for discussion.
Give some time to wheel.
Thank you, Chairman, Committee. The Tourism and Recreation Group, we already have everything basically lined out for the inauguration. We did the last one and all our same team members are there. A lot of the expense that happened last time, 4 years ago, as far as logistically, AV, pipe and drape, all that kind of stuff, we already have in-house. So, basically, we're looking at this year just expenses on food, beverages. You know, we're, I think, Chief-Elect Floyd and Second Chief alluded to the fact that they wanted to see the gospel sing inside the dome and the stomp dance in there as well. So issues will come up as do they want to feed everybody? Do they want us to open a concession? Those kinds of things. So a majority of this will actually just go to food and beverage, really. So we have the stage, everything's in there, but we basically have a good logistical plan and are ready to work with the National Council set. Thank you.
Any questions? Pete? David?
Adam? Anybody else?
Okay, if you have no other questions, roll call. The funding source will be interest on permanent fund.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
And 4 in favor, none against. That motion has been approved. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 15-257. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA 15-224. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation approving and continuing budget ordinance and providing for appropriations and authorization for expenditures for FY 2016 as amended by NCA 15-226. Sponsor is Lucian Tiger.
Make a motion to pass.
Motion to
pass.
Second.
Okay, my brother.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What this does is on the second page, section C, add in the language, the Christmas activities for the ceremonial grounds, communities, and churches, because if we didn't have this language in, they would just be funded at 25%. And I spoke with Representative Hill a little bit earlier, and activities needs to be changed to monies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Just make that.
Okay. Maybe some changes to monies.
Line 19.
Okay.
There's another spot.
Just throughout the legislation. Okay.
I'd like to be a co-sponsor.
Okay. Following the co-sponsor for Coachman. Anybody have a problem with that? On that amendment to change the wording to monies entered, do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Back to the motion as amended. Any other question, discussion? Adam?
No.
Okay. Anybody else? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Steve Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
Four in favor, none against. That's been approved. Moving down to referred legislation for approval is 50 NCA 15-249, 250, 251, 252. And that is all the interest on permanent fund. Do I hear a motion to approve it? Hear a second? Hear a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
P. Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
Okay, 4 in favor, none against. Those motions have been approved for all the referred legislation for a funding source. Moving on down to other businesses, Gaming Operations Authority Board. Do I hear a motion to go to executive session?
Motion to go.
Hear a second?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Every person I discuss, stay. If you're a freak citizen, you can stay in the room.